Okay, so let's dive in right away.
Yeah, let's do it.
You know how life throws those curveballs sometimes?
Oh, yeah,
Like
absolutely.
foreclosure, or you're going through a divorce,
Right.
or your job suddenly relocates. So you're
Yeah.
like, wait, what?
Yeah, across the country.
Yeah, exactly. And you got to sell your house, and you're like, fast, how do
Spouse.
I do this?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're talking about today, Two Fetter, this real estate company that
Yeah.
claims to be like your solution in these crazy situations.
Yeah, like your knight in shining armor.
Right. And we're looking at some excerpts on this piece called Introducing Two Fetter.
Right.
And they're making some pretty big promises here.
They are. And what's really interesting to me is that this whole like we buy houses model, you know, we
Yeah.
see the signs everywhere
Right.
driving around town. But Two Fetter, they're presenting themselves like a more empathetic,
Yeah.
almost like a concierge service, like
Right.
white glove treatment,
Yeah,
really
absolutely.
targeting people under stress. So they're taking this iBuyer approach,
Right.
but with a human touch.
Yeah. For our listeners who maybe aren't familiar with this whole iBuyer thing,
Yeah.
what's that?
Yeah, so iBuyers, these are companies that use all this fancy technology to make these really quick cash offers on homes,
Okay.
usually based on algorithms and Purkit data.
Oh, interesting.
So it's like no more drawn out listing process,
Oh,
no staging your house,
got it.
no open
So
houses.
it's like super simple,
Boom.
easy.
Exactly.
Interesting. Okay, so Two Fetter is sort of fitting into that model.
It seems like it.
Okay.
They buy houses directly from homeowners.
Yeah.
And they really emphasize speed and convenience.
Got it.
Like those are their big selling points.
That makes sense. And they even specifically mention helping people avoid foreclosure and bankruptcy,
Yeah.
which I think a lot of people maybe don't even fully understand
Right.
what that even is.
Yeah.
That's when the bank basically takes your home
Right.
because you can't keep up with those mortgage payments.
Yeah. It's a scary situation.
Oh, it's terrifying.
And Two Fetter's like, hey, we're here to help you avoid that worst case scenario.
They're like the safety net.
Exactly. It's a smart strategy. You know, they're
Yeah.
tapping into a very real fear and offering what seems like a simple solution.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, another thing that really jumped out at me when I was reading this is they buy houses as is.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't even have to fix that leaky roof
Yep.
or repaint the kitchen. You just,
Hand over the keys and you're done.
you're done and they handle it all.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Right.
Especially if you're, you know, really pressed for time or dealing with a super stressful situation.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's worth pointing out that this convenience probably comes at a price.
What do you mean?
Well, they might offer less than what you could get if you sold it on the open market.
Okay, yeah, that makes
You
sense.
know, they need to make a profit when they resell the property,
Right.
so they're going to factor in those costs for any repairs or renovations they'll have to do.
Yes.
Right.
Plus, they're on a tight timeline.
Yeah.
They're not going to wait around for months for the perfect buyer.
Makes sense.
Something
So it's like
jumped
a
up.
trade-off then.
Yeah.
Speed and convenience for maybe a little bit less profit.
Exactly. But I mean, in certain situations, that might be a trade-off that you're willing to make.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, if you're facing foreclosure,
Right.
a quick sale, even at a slightly lower price, that could be a link.
It
Yeah,
could be
no,
huge.
totally.
Okay, so, and they also talk about this fast and hassle-free process.
Yeah.
You know, no listings, no showings,
Right.
no waiting for weeks or even months to find a buyer.
Totally. And they even mentioned being flexible with the closing timeline,
Oh, wow.
which in a traditional sale, that closing date can be a real pain.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're trying to time it with buying a new house.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that can get really complicated.
Yeah, it sounds like they really want to make the entire experience as smooth as possible,
Yeah.
which again makes sense for the
Yeah.
people they're trying to reach. Right. And it's interesting too because they really emphasize their values.
Yeah.
They talk about compassionate service, transparency, fair offers.
Yeah.
It's like they're trying to differentiate themselves, not just on the speed,
Right.
but also on this, like,
Human element.
yeah, like, we care about you.
Yeah, you're not just a transaction to us.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
especially when you might be going through a tough time.
Right, exactly. That's
Yeah.
really interesting.
Yeah.
Now they say fair offers,
Yeah.
but wouldn't that depend on how quickly they need to resell the property?
Oh, that's a good point.
It seems like there's a chance they might offer a lower price
Yeah.
than if you went through a traditional realtor
Right.
who has more time to negotiate and
Right.
find the best possible buyer.
That is a really good point. Something to think about.
Definitely.
Yeah. So you might be sacrificing some potential profit for that, you know, peace of mind and convenience.
Exactly. So while Two Fetter definitely presents like a tempting solution for homeowners in these tough spots.
Yeah.
You know, it's really important to weigh the potential benefits against those possible drawbacks.
Yeah.
Like, what's your top priority?
Right.
Is it getting the highest possible price, or is it a fast, stress-free sale?
Right. You got to figure out what matters most to you.
Exactly.
It all comes down to your individual circumstances and your priorities.
Yeah, two-footer could be an amazing option for some people.
Yeah.
But it's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
No, definitely not.
So this brings up a question for you listening.
Yeah.
If you were in a situation where you had to sell your home quickly,
yeah,
what would be the most important things for you?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to maybe take a little less money
yeah.
for that convenience and speed?
It's something to really think about.
It is.
So if you're out there listening and you're like, yeah, two-footer, that sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
We encourage you to do your own research.
Absolutely.
Go check out their website, read some reviews, see if it really aligns with what you need.
Yeah. Knowledge is power.
Yes, it is.
Huh. Understanding all your options is so important
yeah.
to make the best decision for your own situation.
Absolutely.
You got this.
You got this.